It appears that Joey Lucchese and his magical churv pitch will win the fifth starter spot for the time being in Carlos Carrasco's absence for the Mets. The Mets optioned out Jordan Yamamoto to AAA, and they also reassigned Corey Oswalt along with Brandon Drury and Bruce Maxwell earlier today. The Mets really don't need a fifth starter until April 7th. And they do have five off days during the first month of the season, so there's some flexibility there. Lucchese would be the second Met lefty in the rotation, along with David Peterson, to go with righties Jacob deGrom, Marcus Stroman, and Taijuan Walker. Those three, the righties, should all pitch in the opening series against Washington. Walker pitched in a B game on Wednesday because he wanted to work on his curveball, which he felt was flat. He threw it about 18 to 20 times during his five innings of work, 80 pitches overall, and he said it felt sharp and he was landing it for strikes. Walker's curveball is important, but the changeup, that's his bread and butter, his number one.
Yeah, so my curveball is I'd like to throw early in the count, you know, try to get me a little curveball, and depending on how good it is that day, sometimes I could sneak it for 0-2, 1-2, you know, strike three. My changeup, though, it's been my best pitch. I've been throwing it since 2013, and so I feel comfortable and confident to throw it at any count. Get a ground ball to get a swing and miss. I feel really confident in that one.
And though Walker has not logged a lot of innings over the last couple of years, he said he is good to go for 2021.
No, I feel good. No, I feel really good. I feel like all my pitches are good. The curveball, like I said, it'll be there, but my three main pitches, the fastball, changeup, and slider, I feel like are really sharp right now, and I feel really confident going into the season with those.
Walker will pitch again on Monday against the Cardinals in the final spring training game for the Mets, and he should slot in for the Sunday game against the Nationals in Washington. Oswalt, despite being cut, pitched four strong innings in a 3-0 loss to the Cardinals. He struck out three, walked none, and allowed just a solo home run to John Nogowski. Jarice Familia and Dellin Betances followed with scoreless innings. Familia, though, issued a walk. That's his seventh in six innings, and that's becoming a problem. Betances' velocity is a problem as well. It's still nowhere near where he wants it to be, so he realizes he has to make adjustments now that the velo has dropped.
I think I got to be able to read swings, you know, pay attention, a lot more attention to scouting reports on what certain guys like to do. You know, what pitch is better, whether the, you know, hard curveball or the slow curveball, you know, little pay more attention to detail than I did in the past. Obviously, in the past, I rely on the stuff I had. You know, now, obviously, you know, I'm not there right now, so I just got to mix my pitches, change speeds, and, you know, and, you know, I have the confidence in myself that I can get up.
Betances normally starts slow in the spring and the early part of the season as well. The velocity has pretty much flatlined, but he's confident that that will increase and his stuff will increase and be there for him as well.
I know last year, I don't know where I was, but early on, I wasn't really throwing as hard maybe. I mean, I was low 90s early on last year. And then I think I came back from my injury and you know, I was like 93 to 97. So obviously the more I pitch, you know, just gain that more consistency, more rep and trust, I think that, you know, that'll gradually increase as the season goes on. You know, I've had similar troubles in the past before where it has happened, maybe not as low as I am right now, but you know, I've started out low and kind of gradually increased as I pitch more.
Miguel Castro pitched the seventh, and it's become pretty obvious that he will be called upon to get big outs anytime, anywhere, any part of the game, depending on when the heart of the lineup appears. Here's manager Luis Rojas on that.
And it could be any part of the game where he can come in and do that. You know, there could be a big spot early, what we can call early, like in a fifth, sixth inning, and he can come in and do it. And, or there might be a spot later, a 7-8 inning, and he can do it. So yeah, I think right now the way he's throwing the ball, I mean, you could almost feel pretty confident he can match up, you know, against any hitter, you know, righty or lefty. And he said that he worked very hard to improve his changeup. He's showing it in camp. So him coming in, you know, whatever the configuration of a line is, with the lefty, righty, We feel pretty confident that he can come in at any point of the game and shut things down or stop any wind.
Castro has pitched 5 1/3 innings thus far this spring. He's only allowed one hit and one walk, and he struck out 7. At the beginning of camp, Rojas talked about all the possible lineups that he could envision the Mets utilizing during the season with the added depth and the players that he brought in during the offseason. But things have changed. On Wednesday, Rojas compressed that somewhat, saying that he's leaning towards being more consistent or set with his lineup choices this year.
We're at the point where I thought of less lineups. So we could see guys hitting behind others for the most part of the season. So, and I think that helps because each one's approach and who's a first pitch guy, who's a guy that gets deep in the count. For example, just a quick example there is Nemo and Lindor batting one in front of the other there. Like, Lindor already knows what Nemo does. And that combination there of Nemo getting deep into counts, walking, doing different things, and Lindor coming in, I mean, there's that feel of hitting behind somebody is important. And I think the most that we can keep that, I think the better the guys will put a plan into play. So, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of there might be a lineup or a couple of lineups that will be used consistently, knocking on wood that the guys, we're healthy through the end of camp and healthy through the season where everyone on the roster is there every day. So, but yes, I come down from like 15 lineups to a lot less than that.
The Mets are totally off on Thursday, off day at the camp. They'll get back on Friday, and Jacob DeGrom will have his final tune-up on the backfields of Port St. Lucie, while David Peterson will take the mound against the Nationals on Friday night at Clover Park. That's the Met Podcast. I'm Ed Coleman.